Dealing more victories than the Houston Astros still signs. It is the Flex Zone.
That's wild.
Yes,
that's still wild.
Yes. The Flex Zone, only place giving you your sports how you want it, when you need it. It is another Monday night. We are back live here on Facebook.com/TheFlexZone1. The only place giving you your sports how you want it, when you need it. I'm your host, Byron Dixon. As you see, I'm rocking my headband today. Shout out to Mahomes, baby. Getting it done. Black quarterbacks. We run the NFL. You already know what time it is. Inside the man cave. Here in the wonderful Plus Studios here with our boy Knowledge, checking in, making us look good. Shout out to Knowledge over there.
Man, trying to make other people look good that ain't here. I tell you, man, he's something else.
You hear him talking. He's a captain of the Goofy Shift. We got Goofies of the Week this week, don't we?
What?
Oh, boy.
Dude, I can't wait, man. I can't wait, but it's going to be a good show, y'all.
Cravante, ladies and gentlemen. Your favorite, Uncle.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Uncle Rod
here. Rod Styles.
Rod Styles in the building. Ready to talk about these goofy topics as we always do every week.
Last but not least, it's time to blow the whistle with your favorite cousin. Oh, cousin God. D, and he's got a press pass.
There we go. God damn it.
What's going on, D? Good to have you back.
Thank you. You know, I was on assignment last week.
You were giving out the D last week.
That too.
This is a sports show, damn it.
This is not your other show.
I am appalled.
No, check us out tonight. We're going to have a good time. The Lakers didn't have a good time tonight in Boston. We'll talk about that shortly.
Absurd.
But let's get into our first topic. It is that time of year. It is January. As January winds down, we head towards the Super Bowl. But first, speaking of Houston, actually, the Royal Rumble is in Houston this year at the stadium.
That's not where I thought he was going.
Yes, Cravante, the actual Royal Rumble, the camera's on you, by the way, is actually at the stadium of the Houston Astros where these alleged sign-stealing incidents happen. They're putting a ring in the middle of where the baseball field goes. This is a thing.
That's actually pretty
this
funny.
This is a thing.
I like it.
So pretty much for those who don't know, they have two versions now, right? A men's and a women's. This is the third year of the women's.
Nothing wrong with that.
30 people come in. Only one is left standing. D, I know you love this time of year. Are you excited about the Royal Rumble? Is WWE going to screw this up? What do you feel?
They can. They usually do in the past. I think if they can get it right with Drew McIntyre, eliminating Brock Lesnar, had him beef at WrestleMania, I won't even care who wins the Royal Rumble. It could be Roman. I don't care. The women, Ronda Rousey, got to come back. If it's not her, Shayna Baszler, my wild card, Nia Jax, making her return. The rest of them single matches I really don't care about. So you can go to Uncle Raj there. I really don't care about
really? You gonna call?
I don't care.
The Royal Rumble will be at, where will we be at, first of all?
We'll be at Jimmy Seafood. So if you want to come down and hang out with us at, you know, watching the Royal Rumble.
Yeah, because it sounds fun. You make it sound so fun.
It's going to be very exciting. Check this out, though. Uh-huh. We usually go for the food, so if you don't give a damn about wrestling, then that's fine. Just come down for the food. You know, get that crab cake, get the steak.
Become famous.
You know, come holler at your boy. You
I will not be there this time, but hey, I'll be back for Mania.
You're getting pimped, right?
I'm on assignment again, fool.
Giving out the D.
Assignment.
Giving out the D.
Are you getting paid? Are you getting paid, though?
Who you like in the Royal Rumble?
Yeah, so you.
I like in the Royal Rumble. I got three picks right quick. I got John Cena's one. I think he's going to be a surprise return. I got Cain Velasquez as another guy.
Oh, gosh.
And that's a horrible choice. But, of course, the main choice is going to be Roman Reigns, of course.
Your favorite.
Yes, just put that goofy card up.
Hold it up. Because
it will be goofy. The outcome will be goofy. You will be angry at the end of the day if you're a wrestling fan. It's going to be trash like it always is. Yes.
I wish I know I did not attempt that. That was my first time attempting that, and it worked out.
Yes, it did. Look, it's standing real smoothly.
It worked out.
Speaking of returns, there's rumors about Edge possibly in the men's. You hear about possibly Paige in the women's. You said Shayna Baszler.
Edge got ring around the collar?
I don't know. Is he clear? I mean,
I guess he got the Benny Hinn jacket. Must have healed him, you know.
D, with the current way that everything is set up.
Oh Lord.
Is there anybody that's
actually sitting there?
Is there anybody that needs
Where's
this?
Where's the blue card? I told you last week we need the blue card for Blue Chew.
No.
The blue card.
Camera on me. Camera on me. We're not promoting Blue Chew just yet.
We're not promoting it just yet. Well, I'm just saying, get the blue card.
We don't need the Blue Chew, okay?
I mean, we definitely don't.
I'll find it. Trust me.
We definitely don't.
Anybody needs this, you think? You said Drew McIntyre needs to eliminate Brock?
Yes, badly. Like yesterday, bad. It needs to happen.
Are you excited for Brock in the Royal Rumble?
Actually, I am. I think it helps. They've done a poor job in building someone to Brock, so make the Rumble do his job and build someone to him, but it's happened to match.
Kervonta, I know you're over here excited to talk about
you're
Royal
so
Rumble.
You're so excited, aren't you, man? You're so
who do you think is going to win? Any picks in the men's, women's, anybody you like?
First, I just want to say, when you say men's, it's holy. Okay, like I said, if y'all give me multiple choice tests, I could pick one. But otherwise, I am just here to see the goofiness and y'all bounce these goofy wrestlers off each other. Like, this is just goofy.
Okay, well, we'll come back to you for that. Brock Lesnar in the Royal Rumble. Are you excited about that?
There you go. Finally, you give me a name.
No, I'm not excited about it. I think there is lazy booking, of course, because that's what WWE does. They are lazy. And because he has no opponent to fight yet, so he has to find one in the Royal Rumble. He's going to fight everybody.
Will he pick his fight?
No, he's not going to pick his fight. Somebody,
fighting 30, 29 other
trust
people.
Trust me, somebody's going to eliminate him, and whoever eliminates him, that's who he's going to fight.
He got to fight all of them?
All of them. He'll be the number one. He's in the first pick going in. The first pick going in.
This is interesting. How does this work?
Well, Like I said before, it's lazy booking. So, I mean, he announced himself that he was just going to enter the Royal Rumble, number one, because he's number one in the company. He has the belt. He's been whooping people's asses for the last 10 years.
He only works one day a year.
Oh, no, that's
not true.
No. Oh, my God. He works about 10 days a year.
You can get a Brock Lesnar schedule. Get it.
Yes, please. Please.
Look. Check this out. All I know is this. He's number one right now.
Okay.
He doesn't work a full schedule. He works half of a schedule. He's part-time.
Oh, so he works like Kawhi Leonard.
Yes, exactly. You got the reference. Okay. You got the reference. He's a part-timer, guys. So he's going to enter number one. And trust me.
Is he getting part-time money?
Yeah.
No.
That's
the difference. No, he's getting
full-time pay. But anyway, he's going to eliminate probably at least 20 people out of the Royal Rumble. And then the last person that's going to be there is going to eliminate him, and that's who he's going to fight. And I'm not sure who that is. I'm not sure if it's going to be Roman. And hopefully it's not Roman.
I don't think it'll be anybody.
It's not going to be Roman.
It won't be nobody.
But it's going to be probably like a guy like Cain Velasquez or John Cena.
Please don't let it be Cain Velasquez.
Somebody's going to fight Brock Lesnar.
Please.
Of importance, I guess, if you want to say importance on this show. But it's going to be okay.
Is there anything else worth noting? I know we got other topics to talk about. I mean, is there anything you want to see out the Royal Rumble? Anything you want to see hidden in the WrestleMania season? I know we got the Kevin Owens versus, I guess, Seth Rollins in the new Wolfpack because he's building a new stable.
It hasn't been bad. I mean, he's what, the Monday Night Messiah?
The Monday Night Messiah, baby.
We call himself.
Monday Night Messiah.
The Night Crawl Messiah. So you drink a whole bunch of it and you sleep and wake up. We'll see how that goes. I mean, you got some guys that's getting main event pushes now with AOP and Buddy Murphy. And
Samoa Joe's back.
Samoa Joe is wrestling, thank God. That's a good
thing. Hold on. What do you call him? Samoa what?
No, you be respectful.
What do you call him?
Be respectful.
I call him, ladies and gentlemen, I call him Samoa Ho.
There you go. Why do you call him that?
Because he gets treated like one.
No.
Bad to you, dude.
You be respectful.
Is there anything that they can do to fix these ratings? Because the ratings are trash.
Put NXT on everything?
But even their ratings been down.
I mean, they're going up against AEW. It's been AEW's brung out the heavy hitters.
They woke up from their nap.
And I'm glad they have. They've been extended. Props to them.
Yeah, tell Dwayne Allen and his camera, we need to wake up because they ain't putting nobody to sleep.
Look, they're not going nowhere, and that's a good thing. We need that.
Look. Speaking of which, AEW, we can talk about this, just signed through 2023 with TNT.
That's right.
They're getting big, big coin over there at the Turner Network. D, how do you feel about that? You always keep up with the TV deals.
Hey, I like it, man. I like it. You know, they're going to be AEW Dark Thunder or whatever. Y'all know that reference.
It's Dark Thunder.
Dark Thunder.
What the hell? What the hell are you talking about?
Hey, look, it's Dark Journey. It's gonna be Dark Thunder. Whatever. Anyway,
but remember, it can't be any night. Not Sunday, Thursday,
it
Monday.
Can't be no night with football.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
No night because the con saints not want to get their behinds whipped.
That's right. That's smart.
Very smart. But I think it's done well. Cody's done well. You know, Jericho's done his thing.
Your boy MJF?
Pretty much the former E guys. MJF has done well. They still, the women's division, it's not trash. Good. It's not because of the talent. I think it's because of the booking. Omega.
Your boy. Kenny Omega.
Don't use that idiot saying. Hey, Jim Cornette might be an old.
He's an idiot.
Southern bastard. He's an idiot. Dang it. He is the truth teller.
He's an effing idiot.
No,
idiot.
Your homie. He's a what? JD.
He's an effing idiot.
No. That's your homie.
I'm not
going to
say the word. He's an effing idiot.
That's your homie.
Wake up, Cavante. Wake up.
He's watching Raw.
He's watching Raw. I'm sorry, man. You watch Raw. I
apologize for my outburst.
I apologize, man. But look, it's going to be okay if you watch it. It's going to be 5 hours long, the Royal Rumble, but hey, you can survive it.
You're not selling me on this.
Hold on,
The pre-show's two hours. So, hey,
I will be on assignment
doing two of the top teams in the country in the high school level.
Give it out the D.
So, I'll be okay.
Oh, wow, okay.
So, you'll be getting pimped.
No. You'll be getting pimped watching the Royal Rumble.
I never get pimped.
Any last thoughts on this Royal Rumble, AEW, anything?
All right, on AEW, the women's division is trash. They have to go. They got to do something with that division.
They got to book it better.
I mean, because the champion they got on there right now is just awful. I hate to say this. She's awful. She's skinny as I don't know what. She's
more skinny than that table over there.
Yeah, she's more skinny than the table.
Oh boy,
more skinny than that table. She can wrestle a little bit, but it's not believable.
It's not believable.
And she doesn't have a real opponent to fight.
She's not even a buck.
So they just need to get rid of that division. Other than that,
she's skinny than a slouch.
AEW has been doing well. It's been doing great. You know what I'm saying? It's been fantastic. And I hope they keep doing what they're doing besides the women's division.
Shout out, man, Carlos.
Look, he just tuned in. Carlos.
You're coming.
That's right.
You're coming to Jimmy's. I won't be there, but you'll be there.
Oh, my God.
And you're going to pay that surcharge, baby. $8 beforehand. It'll be $15 the day of. They are $15 now. You better pay.
Will you stop it?
Because everybody got a price.
Will you stop it?
Carlos, what do you want to see out the World Rumble?
You stop it with the nonsense.
And we can run ahead to break. And look who just walked in the building.
We can't go to break just yet.
He just walked in the building. As he comes in, we're gonna get ready to take a break. We'll be right back.
Who shot Ghost? Who gave Dre Ghost his beard? That's what he wanna know.
Cavante, wake up, damn it. Wake up, man.
It's the Flex Zone. Only place giving you sports how you want, what you need. If you're on Facebook, right. Stay tuned. We live.
What's up, everybody? You tuning in to the Flex Zone, the hottest sports show in the universe. The only place giving you the sports how you want it, when you need it. And you already know you catch us every Monday night at 10 p.m. on Facebook.com/TheFlexZone1. But we are on all your platforms for your podcasts. Apple Podcasts, search The Flex Zone. Spotify, The Flex Zone, of course. Google Play, for all your Android users.
That's The Flex Zone. You check it out. What you all going to get this whistle right here.
Oh, no. And if you don't get the whistle, you're going to get this belt from Uncle Raj. So you better check out our damn show. And Santa Free stuff. We are the best sports show out there, period. Give me your sports how you want it, when you need it. Stay tuned for more. Always when you need it.
It's the Flex Zone. We are back live. The only place giving you sports how you want and when you need us. Cavante opens up his fruit snacks.
You better come bearing gifts.
And look who just walked in the building.
Lavish fruit snacks. You're damn right.
The biggest goofball.
Hold on. Are we picking the Pro Bowl?
The shaman is sexy. The Monday Night Delight.
Oh, my Lord.
The man himself. The straw that stirs the drink here at the Flex Zone.
That's funny to you. That's funny to you.
Of the Flex Zone.
That's funny to you. My God.
What's up, America?
Mr. Morgan himself. Oh, LaAndre Melton. Le Champion.
How y'all feeling?
Let's remember.
It's good to be back here on the Flex Zone. You know, Morgan basketball.
They lost again,
but I mean, hey, look.
That's what they did.
That's why Polly and St. Francis taking over Saturday, and we kicking Morgan up the carpet.
Carlos James. Chime in. Sorry, but I cannot keep contributing to DeMar's analyst D college fund or whatever he's pocketing.
Dre, hey, I got to get your thoughts, brother. This Sunday we'll be at Jimmy's with our fellowship like we always do. Minus D.
Minus that goofball.
What do you think about the Royal Rumble? Who do you predict to win? We talked about some surprise returns. You hear Edge might come back, Paige, Raj even said John Cena even. Who you pick to win? What do you want to see? We're going to be there 5 hours like Cavante said.
No, I'm not going to spend much time on it because, like our boy JD, I mean, the product isn't the same like how it used to be. Roman Reigns is going to win the Royal Rumble.
spoiler alert.
No, it's not a spoiler. As Paul Heyman would say, it's not a spoiler. It's a fact.
I need Drew McIntyre to eliminate Brock. That's all I ask. That's all I need.
For the women, I would pick Nia Jax to win the Rumble.
Your girl, she could be back.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to pick.
She's our wild card. Come on back.
Outside of that, who cares? Like, I mean...
Man, WC, man?
Yeah.
You're just there for the food.
For the food and the fellowship.
There you go.
And definitely, it's going to be a lot of laughs.
Definitely.
But I'm sorry, but you said $8, though. Good.
Yeah, and 15 at the door.
Man, shoot, I'm about to watch it for free at home and just order a pizza. It's like, oh,
do not order from Papa John's.
Wake the hell up, man. Wake up. We about to talk about the NFL.
Okay. Okay.
We need your analysis.
Speaking of the NFL, we now know who will be playing in the Super Bowl.
Hey, boo.
Told you.
And speaking of Super Bowl, the festivities that come with that. Thank you, good brother. The Titans' magical Cinderella carpet ride, or Aladdin carpet ride, ended with 35-24 loss.
Praise the name of Jesus.
And the 49ers bought out the drumsticks and beat your boy Aaron Rodgers and the Packers like a drum, baby. 37-20, but it was not that close. D, I'm going to start with you on the Chiefs and the Titans. You said, thank God. Are you happy that the Chiefs finally got over the
hump? I'm happy that Kansas City's in there. I'm happy for Andy Reid. I'm happy for the NFL, because Tennessee would have put all of us to sleep for the next 2 weeks. So thank God. And look, they want to imitate Big Trust. Well, you're sitting on the couch with us. How about that?
Cavante, you back to join us.
Yes, I am back.
Well, you a big Patrick Mahomes fan?
Yes, absolutely. Mahomes.
I think you picked the Chiefs like we mostly all did.
Mm-hmm.
Are you excited they finally got it done?
Just like D said, man, I'm happy for Andy Reid, man, because I feel like out of all the coaches out right now, Andy Reid definitely deserves one. I mean, he's been to the mountaintop, you know. And
has he?
He has.
he's seen it. Since you want to quote Dr. King, I mean, he's been knocked off.
He did a Moses. He's been knocked off.
Because, I mean, if you want to speak biblically, Moses seen the mountaintop, he didn't actually go into the promised land, and that's Andy Reid.
Regardless, he has another shot. He definitely deserves to win. Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback in the NFL, and he's proven it. Gosh, he's leading a hell of an offense. We haven't seen an offense like this since... Patriots, maybe, that's this prolific and this. First of all, we never seen a team score so fast. Like, they score in 2-3 minutes max. You know what I'm saying? So they put a lot of pressure on defenses, but they're playing a hell of a defense coming up. So this is gonna be a good one.
As our boy would say, this is gonna be a slobber knocker.
Oh, good God Almighty! Oh, good God! It's gonna be slobber knocker. It's gonna be a burner.
Hellfire and brimstone.
Ah! You start acting like an ass right now. What the hell is wrong with you? Continue your damn point. Jesus Christ.
Your boy Lions watching, D.
Hey.
But
You can have me back on Facebook, though, fool.
That's the funniest shit ever, yo.
Larry, you gotta tell me why.
Inform us why you block.
Inquiring minds wants to know.
I needed that laugh.
But my inquiring mind wants to know.
But nevertheless, Cravante said it perfectly. Patrick Mahomes, like you said, is the best quarterback right now in the NFL. But the 49ers do have that defense, though. So this isn't going to be an easy Super Bowl for either team. Two young studs. So I'm happy to see that we're not going to see the same old people in the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah. New, young, fresh faces. Man, listen, I think this is going to be really exciting. One of the best Super Bowls, at least in recent years. I probably won't go as far to say the best ever, but definitely in recent years, man. Has that potential.
And it's not going to be you know, just a offensive game. This is going to be an evenly killed game. I think that we don't have to make our picks yet, but I think that this is going to definitely be a great Super Bowl to watch. I'm really excited about this one.
Oh yeah, me too. Me too. Listen, as long as the Chiefs was in it, yes, that's all we wanted, because I feel like Chiefs, Packers, Chiefs, 49ers, either one would have been a nice little storyline to go with it. But the Titans, I
think the Titans could have beat the Chiefs if they had a better quarterback.
I think they could have beat the Chiefs if they'd have stuck to the game plan.
I think the Derrick Henry story it was going to fade out.
Yeah, I mean, well, it was a Cinderella story. I mean, you need good quarterback play in the playoffs. Like, it's very rare that you see a team don't have good to great quarterback play in the playoffs. I mean, we got the great defense off time, the 0-2 Bucks and 2000 Ravens, but that doesn't come around pretty often.
It's going to be weird that we're not having a Super Bowl with the Ravens or with Tom Brady in the mix. Like, that's a changing of the guards, maybe?
Yeah, I was going to say no Mike Tomlin either. Still is not in the Patriots.
No Pay-Pay.
Carlos. Shout out to Carlos.
Stop with the
He's riding with the Chiefs. He says history favors them. They have Suggs, Matthew. They shut the Titans down. I don't want another franchise with 6 rings and then a measuring stick in the AFC, so why not see what the Ravens need to do to compare it to them?
Hey.
Facts.
Appreciate that, Carlos. Appreciate that.
You can look at it this way, too. The Niners get that win. They still got that one on the loss column. That one to beat the Ravens.
That's right.
Yep.
You like Chiefs?
Nope.
What they did?
I don't.
What you keep saying? What's going to happen?
I don't get
What's going to happen in Mahomes?
The mad curse. Okay. You know what's going to come.
Boom, jump out.
It's going to come. They got one more game to go.
If
he breaks the mad curse, he has, you know, shouts out. Shout out.
You've been saying it all year. You only have one game left.
Got one game left. Can he get over the hump?
Yes.
Over the mad curse? I don't know. Just because you're wearing his headband doesn't mean he's going to get over the headband.
Richard Sherman's in it, and he was on the Madden cover a couple years ago. So somebody is gonna break the curse.
But let me give him some praise.
That's right.
They were good this season. They were cool.
They were great.
They was great last season, but they didn't make it. They were all right this season, and now they're in the Super Bowl.
They were the two seed.
But I pose this one question though.
Go ahead.
If he didn't have guys like, you know, Travis Kelce,
Tyreek Hill,
Harmon, and
all those other people,
LeSean McCoy, Damian Williams,
who didn't even play,
would he be as great as he is?
Yes.
You think so?
I think so.
You think he'd still be, a really great quarterback?
And I think they do have a really good offensive line, too.
Because bottom line, he has the mechanics that you need to be a quarterback. One, nowadays, you need to be mobile, just about. Hell of an arm. He reminds me so much of Aaron Rodgers right now.
You mean young Aaron Rodgers, not this one, right? Because Aaron Rodgers, who the next celebrity you going to bang? Oh, you're working on a new State Farm commercial. That's right.
Wow.
And you know what? I think the Chiefs Packers would have been fun. State Farm could have got a lot of bank off of that, too. A lot of publicity. But Patrick Mahomes is gifted. And he's been gifted since day one. And him being with Andy Reid does nothing but help. Because Andy Reid knows, but one thing he knows is offense and them damn quarterbacks. He knows how to develop him some quarterbacks. So maybe if he wasn't with Andy Reid, maybe I would put this more on Andy Reid than his weapons.
You spoke about Aaron Rodgers. Let's go to the next game.
Oh, boy.
We saw the 49ers run rough shot.
Shalot.
They just ran another touchdown on the...
I think the amazing thing about this game was that Garoppolo threw about 8 passes. I think that was the amazing part about all this, because these boys ran for about 300 yards rushing.
That don't make no sense.
300 yards rushing. I don't think we forget how good this offensive line is. Actually, both offensive lines are actually really good, because Patrick Mahomes, his jersey was just as white as when he first put it on. And Garoppolo, I mean, nobody touched him because, I mean, he barely threw the ball. And then a guy who was basically like a joker coming in and actually found a home with Kyle Shanahan as a running back had about 100 yards before halftime. I mean, this is amazing. And from a Kyle Shanahan team who can have a really good passing game, They run the ball.
He learned his lesson from that Super Bowl.
I mean, that's, if it ain't but one thing you can learn from that damn Super Bowl is that we need to switch it up.
And speaking of Kyle Shanahan, him and Mike Shanahan, first father son to both coach in Super Bowl now.
So legacy.
Shout out to them.
It's a damn good legacy. But now, going to the 49ers and that damn defense. Goddamn. Goddamn, goddamn, goddamn.
Mr. Bosa, what school you went to?
Y'all know what goddamn school. Oh, the Ohio State, goddamn it.
Y'all got any more.
Yeah,
they got
we
another.
Need some more. Hey,
they got
we
need
one. We getting one, baby. But they have so many good people, so many good players on that defensive line. It's funny because one of them played for the Chiefs last year. D4.
Yeah.
Who made that crucial mistake. Which is why they didn't go to the Super Bowl next year. I mean, that wasn't the sole reason.
That wasn't the reason.
But you know, but they have a lot of people in rotation, so that D-line is always fresh, which means if your D-line's fresh, the defense is going to stay fresh. And people like Richard Sherman and all these other boys can make plays outside of outside of the, you know, first 10 yards.
D, you love Aaron Rodgers. You worship the ground he walks on. You said just maybe one of his last shots to get one done. Is it over for your boy?
Yesterday, he wasn't a bad man. He was just bad.
He was bad? Thank you.
He was bad, man. He was bad.
That's right. It pains you to say it.
The whole team was bad.
So that's why it's not Aaron Rodgers. I just wanted to put that out there.
It's sad. Sad. It's sad. But look, they're going to be all right. They're going to be back.
Oh, boy.
Soon enough.
Really? Yeah, I'm glad that it's green.
Pack of green.
One more time. This time it's going to be in Lambeau. And it's going to be freezing.
I'm surprised they're going to have
every home game. Every home game. It's going 16 straight home games.
That's don't right. go Green with Byron right. with that. That's don't right. don't run with Byron. Right.
This was the first road game of the season for the Packers.
Second. First was in San Francisco the first time.
Oh, yeah. That's two road games.
Put that camera real quick. I hear you over there kissing ass, man.
What? Your boy Doug Dodger. You picked him. He didn't get it done for
you. Yes, I did pick him.
But I didn't pick him for you.
I did pick him.
He picked him.
I only picked him for one reason, though. I just wanted him to do what he did. You know, to the Steelers, to the Chiefs. But it's okay, though. It's all right. The best team got in there. The 49ers was great. And they're going to run the football all over the Chiefs.
Hey, watch what we had that running back,
That mad curse
too.
Is coming.
You know, Ravens had homeboy, too.
That is going to come.
Yes, we had him.
I really hate to see this. I really hate to see this, Randy Reed.
It's your boy Aaron Rodgers, man. You done with him?
I'm not done with him, but this might be his last shot, man. To make it to the NFC Championship game is an accomplishment, but the way that they just got ramshotted out there, I mean, shellacked. I mean, good gosh, that thing was over in the first quarter, man. Like
for sure, halftime.
What's up with Jerry Rice? What's up with that? You ain't Miami.
Yeah, you ain't
the Hurricanes.
Jerry Rice. Jerry freaking Rice.
I don't care.
You let Jerry Rice do what Jerry Rice does.
I don't care who it is. But that's called originality.
Be respectful to the GOAT.
Originality.
Man, sit down.
Steve Young there.
The hell are you talking about over there? Original, what?
But nevertheless,
maybe going ahead. Stick. I got stick.
What the hell?
Y'all getting real.
What's wrong with you?
Y'all.
Why you got
this
that?
Man, goofy, not me.
Why you got come that? You. I don't know if that's the daredevil rod or the fishing or a fishing cane. Man, if you don't get out of here,
can we not? Can we not?
Daredevil rod.
I was fishing for your hat, man.
Jam.
Wow.
Why do you got that skull cap anyway, man?
It's cold, man.
It's cold in here.
What is wrong with you? Shut up and let Dre talk.
This is goofy.
Dre talk.
Yeah, ain't cold in here.
Goofy.
Jesus, man. Be quiet.
I thought the Packers would win it, too. I didn't expect the 49ers to come out and do what they did. I know that the 49ers were a good team, but I thought that eventually the Packers offense would eventually do something. Aaron Rodgers would come to life, and he just didn't.
Hey, listen. Name two receivers outside of Devonta Adams.
Who?
You got me on that. I'll admit.
That's what I'm saying. Like, Devonta Adams. That's a gimme.
Jimmy Graham.
But,
receiver? And he's trash. He's honestly trash.
Jimmy Graham been overrated.
I mean, he was with the Saints. That was his only good years.
But, I mean, the Packers honestly weren't... They showed you who they were. And Aaron Rodgers got Mike McCarthy up out of there. It's a lot of questions with the Packers, and I think that the Saints, who we talked about, might be done with their run. Honestly, may have a better run at it than the Packers. The Vikings are in that division.
Sure.
The Bears, though they had a down season, they're going to only improve and get better. So, it's a lot of questions right now with Green Bay.
Well, the thing about the Packers is they're still in a good spot because they beat the Vikings twice this year. And they're better than the Bears, and they're better than the Lions. So this won't be Aaron Rodgers' last shot. I mean, this team is not, but it's not who they used to be.
But think about who he has to still overcome. This is a young 49ers team. You still got
Seahawks
were close.
You're right.
You know,
and I would say that matchup, because Russell Wilson not going away either. But he will get another shot. Listen, the Titans beat the Ravens and the Patriots in the same playoffs. All you need to do is miss that one person. I mean, the Chiefs, even though I thought they would beat the Ravens, they got away with one. Playing the Titans instead of the Ravens. But the Packers will be okay, but this team has definitely looked different because they've never been this balanced before, especially with the running game. Because,
I mean, think about it. You know, a lot of people, you know, like you said, in any given Sunday, the Saints could have been easily in this position.
Sure, yeah, sure.
But, you know, like you said, matchups sometimes happen and a team may get you, and then, you know, who you think is going to win it all doesn't.
Yeah.
So these type of things happen, but I don't know. I like I said, I think the Packers do have some real searching to do.
Sure. I mean, they definitely need some improvement. Because, they need to get some more weapons.
Because if you talk about balance, the Saints are definitely more balanced right now than
Listen, than the Packers. Man, the crazy thing about the Saints is that it's always something goofy that trips them up. It's always something goofy because the Saints can look like, they look like, I mean, top to bottom, the Saints may have the best roster in the NFL. You know what I'm saying? I mean, offense, defense, all that. Them and probably the Vikings have the best roster if you're going from top to bottom. But the Saints always, something goofy slips them up. The Minneapolis Miracle, the no PI with the Rams, and losing to the Vikings when they were favored by, I believe, double digits. I mean, it's always these little hiccups with the Saints. And as soon as, I think once the Saints get back to the Super Bowl, I think they'll win it, but they got to get there, man. Mm-hmm. That's just the thing because, I mean, Drew Brees just broke all types of records. Michael Thomas broke all types of records. That offense is...
You can't forget Alvin Kamara.
Yeah, but that offense rivals the Ravens and the Chiefs this year. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's really unfortunate for the Saints, but I hope they get it together before that window completely closes.
Well, game ball, not so game ball for Championship Sunday. I'm going to start. I'm going to give my game ball to Andy Reid. Getting back to a second Super Bowl, getting over the hump. I think he was, 1-5 in championship games coming in yesterday?
Something like that.
So getting the win is big for him, getting over that proverbial hump. But as Dre says, well, he didn't reach the mountain. He's seen it like Moses. And my not-so game ball, Green Bay Packers as a whole, I think they were out-coached. They didn't really show up. No effort. I mean, you can't put all on Aaron Rodgers, as much as I like to slide him. But like D said, the window could be closing. But I'm going to go to UD, game ball, not-so game ball.
All right, the game ball goes to the 49ers. Running game, good God almighty, they was unstoppable. Now, Coleman got hurt. Hopefully, he'll be all right.
They got like seven running backs. They'll be all right.
But, you know, they'll be good running back-wise. Not so game ball. We'll do a little different. The NFL Today studio, they look cold, miserable out there in Kansas City. And I don't know what some of them guys was wearing yesterday, but it looked terrible. You can tell they don't get out the studio often.
Gravante.
Not so game ball. Let me see. I'm going to go with the Titans game plan.
Ooh.
Why did you stop running Derrick Henry?
That's cute.
like
the Ravens the week before.
They got behind.
But the thing is, even at halftime, they were a score behind.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You didn't have to get out of character. But once Patrick Mahomes, but I do think that was a turning point before halftime when he made that run. That was kind of a turning point. But they were still very much in the game. Why is Ryan Tannehill, in that first drive, why is Ryan Tannehill throwing the ball at all? You do not have to. Keep running the ball with Derrick Henry. He should have ran the ball 30 times at least. There's no reason for that. They got too cute. Teams always forget to do with the guy we got them there. Whatever. Game ball. My gosh, I'm gonna go to the other side. Patrick Mahomes. Hell of a game. And like I said earlier, he proved that he's the best quarterback now and is rivaling Aaron Rodgers as the best passer possibly in the game.
Dre, say hello to Angela and your game ball, not so game ball.
Hey, Angie. My game ball goes to the 49ers. I did not expect a blowout, but
You know what? I thought of a blowout the other way. I thought the other game was going to be a blowout. I thought most of the Chiefs and Titans would probably be a blowout.
No, I didn't figure that. Not for that game. Just because of how they were grounding and pounding.
Listen, as fast as the Chiefs go.
But the 49ers and that game plan that they had running the rock like that, I mean, I thought it would be the Jimmy G show, and it turned out to be the running back show.
Sure enough, yeah.
And my not-so-game ball, I don't remember. I don't even remember this one-and-done guy, but he was making fun of Big Truss from the Titans.
Some no-name wide receiver. No-name wide receiver.
He looks like Byron.
Listen to me. Some bum that caught a pass for 6 yards.
Exactly. And you sitting over here going fishing. All that talk about Big Truss. That's why I said I hope that the Baltimore Ravens see your behind again.
I think they do so see that him way, actually, I believe.
I hope so. And I hope Lamar Jackson makes them look silly out there. Because you sitting over here making fun of us, and you on the couch just like us watching the Super Bowl.
Right. Come on the couch.
Yeah, he did. He was light-skinned. That doesn't mean all light-skinned people look alike. But anyway, the game ball, not so game ball.
They all look like the Warriors right now. All right.
My game ball goes to Patrick Mahomes. I mean, what can you say? He's been great this whole postseason, you know, setting, you know, wonderful records for himself and his headband. also, the national game ball goes to Aaron Rodgers. I mean,
your boy.
I love Aaron Rodgers. He's still a bad man in his own eyes. But right now, I mean, it looks like time might be coming for his ass, man. It might be coming for Aaron Rodgers. I mean, he got to get it together. I mean, it's not all his fault. Don't get me wrong. His defense was trash. His defense was garbage.
Man, they got blown off the field.
They got blown off the field.
They got blown off the field, man. But see, and when Aaron Rodgers gets to the playoffs, look at his losses.
Right.
His defenses have been terrible in all losses. Now, granted, he didn't play well, but his defense have been letting him down in his playoff losses. And I think if he gets another legit receiver, I think he'll be okay.
I mean, I hate to say this.
Call Jordy up.
You might want to give back some of your millions, man, so you go get some defensive help.
Call Jordy up.
Something to consider.
He's not going to do that.
Well, we're ready to go to break. We have a Twitter poll, D.
The Twitter.
Hold on, say it for the people one more time.
The Twitter. And Dre, that was a terrible invitation.
I knew you were going to say something.
Terrible.
Follow us at the Flex on One, Twitter, and Instagram. Who's winning the wrestling business? WWE, AEW, New Japan, or Ring of Honor?
It's always going to be the E because they got the most money. It's going to be the E.
Because what D? Everybody got a what?
Everybody got a price. And there you go. Darn it, most people are paying.
Shout out to the WWE Network, by the way. Shout out to Dre. Shout out to Dre, baby. Yes.
I'll be using this Sunday. Yes.
Goofy. What the hell are we asking for?
We about to take a break. It's the Flex Zone, the place giving you the sports how you want and when you need it. We come back. We got Goofies of the Week with Cavante. We'll be right back. It's the Flex Zone.
What's up, everybody? You tuning in to the Flex Zone. How's the sports on the universe? Only place giving you the sports how you want and when you need it. And you already know.
Stay tuned for more. Always when you need it. The Flex, the only place giving you sports how you want it when you need it. We're back live, and on this MLK Day, where we celebrate our freedoms, what better way than to get goofy with Cravante and the Goofies of the Week with the captain of the Goofy ship, Cravante. March your way to that Goofy train, baby.
Listen, man.
I had a dream.
Oh my God.
We get worse. We definitely get worse with this. I mean, during the break.
Sponsored by Papa John's?
I don't want to do this anymore. So during the break, you two was keeping me thoroughly entertained with y'all goofiness, and now it's my turn to return the favor. So, Byron, to my right. I have a green card. This is for low level goofiness. We will not be using it this particular week. So we will go to this lavish red car for the high-level goofiness, the stuff that has to be addressed, the stuff that has to absolutely be talked about, stuff that was funny at first, but then it got out of hand. Anyway, I'm going to keep this with the NFL, and it's going to highlight two wide receivers in particular. So, I don't know if you guys know or not, but Antonio Brown was recently, the police visited his home. And there was some type of disturbance between him, his baby mother, and his kids. He was yelling out explicitives at his baby mother, calling her all types of names and saying that, you know, she don't live this life. Why would she have a Bentley? Da da da. And the police were actually very cool and calm with him. And you know how usually it usually go left when the police get involved, but he was wilding out and still found the time to say F the NFL, which it fit nowhere in the context of what was going on. Thank you, TMZ, for this lavish video. But somehow, someway, he still found time to jab the NFL when the NFL had nothing to do with the current situation that he was dealing with. And he even said he had a bag of expletives that he was going to throw at her. Listen, Antonio Brown, he's lost it. And every time he comes up in the news, it just keep getting worse and worse and worse. Rosenhaus left him. He's out here practicing the box. what's his name? Paul Logan, the YouTube sensation. He has about 20 million subscribers, whatever. Apparently, he's training to fight him. I'm hearing that there's $1 million on the table if he takes the fight. But he's at rock bottom. Now, you know what? He's almost at rock bottom because every time I think it doesn't get worse, it gets worse.
Yeah, I do.
So I think his days with the NFL are over. I think it's definitely a wrap. And especially after the whole New Orleans Saints thing, I think it's pretty much a done deal. And he honestly does need to get help. And if he doesn't see it, then it doesn't matter. So he's going to have to see it first. So in order for him to see it, he's going to have to hit rock bottom. Now, done with him, let's go to a funnier one.
Okay.
Did you guys see the national championship? Anybody? Well, we were here, but
yes.
Did you guys see the celebration?
I saw celebrate good times. Come on.
Did y'all see the celebration?
Like
after LSU won the championship, you know, all the confetti and all the stuff they're doing live. They're doing interviews and stuff. Who comes on the field with racks of money and giving it to players? Your boy. Byron.
That is my boy.
Your boy. Odell Beckham. He's going to end up getting all the alumni barred. You hear me? Because he's out here wilding. He had, and now that his report's coming out that the money was fake.
I think Joe Burrow was saying it was real.
I don't believe it was fake. Let's think about this. Odell Beckham is a very rich man. Am I lying?
No.
Okay.
No.
Why would he go out of his way to bring basically Monopoly money to a celebration and give it to basically his young boys? Why? Why? Like, come on, guys. Like, is that the best you're going to come up with? The money was fake? Anyway, live television. It was so many, and it was all hundreds. You hear me? Just ha, 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 ha. And I want to say he gave it to Jefferson. Yeah. I want to say that was wide receiver. Yeah. He gave it to him. Dapped him up, all the money that was in his hand. And I said, wow, the NCAA is not going to like this. The NCAA is not going to like this at all. But that's not where it stopped.
Oh, no. There's more.
Mm-hmm. Odell takes his goofy ass to the locker room. Okay. Now, there was some security. I don't know if he was a Louisiana State Police or New Orleans police officer.
He was just a security guard.
Maybe he was just a security guard.
I should have been back there. Dang it.
Try D. Flex that security guard, baby.
So, he's out here. Apparently, the security guard saw something he didn't like. And Odell Beckham, first of all, glanced at his posterior. My man.
Wow.
Glass at his posterior like to check it out. And then, wham, bam! Odell Beckham hits this man on the butt. Okay? He hits this man on the butt, and they were really thinking about pressing charges on this man. But forget all that. Odell, in the locker room, is that what we doing? We hitting people's butts, man. We hitting a police officer, security guard, whatever, butt, man. That's what we doing on television. I've never seen somebody that wants so much, that is so hungry for attention so bad outside of these two people. Because every chance Antonio Brown gets, he is going to be on social media. And matter of fact, Rosa House, he probably didn't respond to Rosa House until he put it on social media that he's conditionally severing ties with him. Odell Beckham is the same way. It's just so funny. He just happened to still be employed. So those are my two goofies of the week, and they were still very much high level goofy because Odell Beckham, after the year you had, you need to be in somebody's gym. You probably need to be working out instead of hitting people on the butt and giving out all this money. But Odell Beckham, Antonio Brown, y'all need to get y'all lives in order, get yourselves together because y'all out here looking bad. Y'all out making everybody look bad, man. Wide receiver, y'all two are definitions of diva wide receivers. Get it together. My goofies of the week.
Thank you for that, Cavante. Always goofy. Somewhere in the world of sports.
I can't believe it.
Time for our debate of the day. And this is a groundbreaking debate of the day. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Dre for putting this on here.
Yeah.
The new CBA and the WNBA. That rhymes. Nice little ring to it.
Yes. Hopefully I feel like watching in the
season. For those who don't know essentially what happened with the CBA.
That's what I'm talking about. Shout out.
For those who don't know, what essentially did the CBA do and what did it happen and why is it so groundbreaking?
Well, it's groundbreaking because, you know, it was a lot of complaints last year during the WNBA season that the women wasn't getting treated fairly like the men in the NBA. So now they have better contracts and, you know, paternity leave and stuff of that nature. And it's a good thing for the WNBA. Like I said, hopefully it brings viewers back.
What will it take for you to watch?
More Candace Parker. Give me more Candace Parker, and I will be watching. The LA Sparks are the team to beat the WNBA, by the way. Anything LA.
That's right.
I feel like the Mystics are the team to beat, but I'm not going to get into it.
I like Miss Delano.
Actually, I'm still a Brittany Griner fan.
There you go.
You mean Brian Griner?
Shut up.
You mean Brian Griner?
Shut up.
Cavante, your thoughts on the CBA?
Brian Griner? You did it on purpose. You know how to say that too.
I cannot bring it.
She will fight you, D. She will punch you in the face.
Hey, look, I believe it. She fights like a man. Here we go.
Let's bring it back.
Bring it back.
I think the CBA is really, really huge because the women have been honestly mistreated for quite some time. And they deserve it because they've been getting paid like regular people money, like regular people on the street money.
Right.
And they entertain just like all the other athletes.
Right.
And I think most importantly, the benefits that come along, because you know, the money is going to be money. We knew eventually it was going to increase, but those benefits, the maternity, because they are women, these things, real life happens, those things happen, and they shouldn't have to relinquish funds for living life. You know, you understand what I'm saying? So this is definitely by far groundbreaking. I'm a fan of basketball. I was a huge fan of the WNBA the first 3 years until I couldn't keep up with the teams because
kept changing every year.
They kept changing teams. Outside of the big markets, the little markets kept switching up teams, so it was hard to follow.
Right.
But I'm a fan of good basketball, so you know, I'll be watching. And especially since the CBA thing, now it's all eyes on them. Talent's only getting better. So I love it.
Dre?
I don't have all the escalators in front of me, but I think some of them are like hotel accommodations for them now, better pay.
I think the top players make up to $500,000, mm-hmm. the maternity leave.
Yep, which they have to get their full salary.
Now, the commissioner's cup? I don't even know what that's about. But.
Which is great. I mean, it's hard to believe that the women didn't have all this.
Yo, you know, that's like a hotel accommodation. They didn't have this prior?
Like, goddamn. They haven't been around, you know, 10 years. It's been around 20-some years.
Right.
So
yeah, was it 97?
So it, you know, hearing some of this stuff is like, wow. But it goes, it continues to go with the mistreatment of women, how women aren't viewed as equal. So while this is still groundbreaking and great for the WNBA, we still have a long way to go.
Sure enough.
With the women, you know, it's great that they're getting paid more money, but they should be making even more money on top of this.
Sure. It's past due.
You know, I know that the NBA, you know, the sales far exceed what they do in the WNBA, but still the women deserve a huge chunk. They still do, as Gravante says, still go out and entertain us. And even if you are a fan of college women's basketball, they do go to the pros more than just the Candace Parkers. You know, we're talking about the like I said, somebody like a Brittany Griner,
Skylar Diggins,
Maya Moore.
I wanted to say Teresi so bad, but then I thought about Power.
It's not quite right.
And we're back.
So, but you know, these women, girls look up to them. Girls look up to them. They're role models, and you know, some of these women can outball the men.
Sure.
So it's nothing to sneeze at. Definitely happy for the WNBA, and I hope that moving forward, we continue to progress with the women, and that they do get eventually equal treatment to the men.
Oh, I think it's a wonderful thing for the women. Dre pretty much said everything. But it's only going to get better for them, hopefully, down the line, because they have been mistreated for the last 20 plus years. Wipe with the car back up.
No,
green for the money that they got.
That's
the
right.
Money.
Green the for money. The money that they
green
got.
Green for the money.
Green for the money that they got. But I'm just happy for them right now. I mean, I know D was making jokes earlier, but we don't condone none of those things.
What jokes?
We don't condone any of those things. We support the WNBA. And we hope that they, you know, make an impact.
Hey, listen, see, there he go again. Matter of fact, we need to go as a team. We need to go as a team. Go catch one of these WNBA games as a team.
Does it open more doors? We talked about the WNBA. We know women's soccer has been something that needs this. This should open the door. Don't y'all agree?
Yeah,
I agree.
I agree.
Definitely. But soccer is international.
Crazy. Yeah.
It's crazy internationally. And them women be balling.
They actually win. Unlike the men's team, who US never win the World Cup. Because you're trash. You garbage. Right. And you can't compete with the global scale of soccer.
That's right.
You tell them.
Screw you, USA soccer men. Because it's all about the women who actually bring home trophies. Unlike the men who bring home heartbreak.
They can't even get in the damn World Cup. They didn't get in it the last time.
That's right.
They couldn't even get in if they bought a damn ticket, okay?
There you go.
All right. Anything else, Dre?
No. That's I'll finish that soliloquy.
It's time for that rapid fire real quick.
Let's get to the rapid fire. Let's get 2 minutes on the clock as we close out this show. Appreciate everybody for watching. We talked about this kind of last week. Is Russell Westbrook the greatest Thunder player of all time? Kevonte, look at your face.
Shut up.
Okay.
Whoever thought about that, shut up. Just shut up.
He is the greatest Thunder player of all time.
Who?
He is Mr. Thunder.
No. Kevin Durant is Mr. Thunder.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, the guy who
left for Golden State.
We're not
rapid fire. Remember, you told me that's we rapid fire. We won't got time.
See, I'm going to ask you. This question is kind of vague, so I'm going to change it. If the Chiefs win a Super Bowl, are they the next great NFL dynasty?
They possibly could be, man. Patrick Mahomes, a mix of Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre. Mixed into one.
Does he send explicit pictures to women?
Oh. Ooh, he might. No, his girlfriend. He's seen some pictures of his girlfriend, and his girlfriend is wild, boy. She is a wild tamale. Oh,
no,
boy.
He
Mahomes. Don't shoot up the white girls club yet. Whoa, give it a few more years.
Whoa.
How do we get here?
Will CM Punk return to a WWE ring?
What do you mean? You shut up over that. Shut the hell up over that.
Will he return to a ring this year?
No, he will not return to the ring this year because he's a Fox employee.
When will he be back on WWE backstage?
He's not chicken. He's a Fox employee.
Chicken. Oh, boy.
CM Chicken.
You stop it. Anyway, yes.
Dre, who's the MVP this year so far?
King James.
No. It's Anthony Davis.
He asked Dre.
It's not your question.
It's not your question.
I'm answering it for Dre, because Dre's being biased over there.
College basketball has been very up and down this year.
Ooh, Lord.
Kentucky's loss at number one. Whoever's number one is a curse. Is this the most wide open season we've seen as we head into March, potentially?
Absolutely. This is by far. I've never seen so many differences. It's got to. Are we in the double digits?
I think so many. I think South Carolina is number one now, right?
So many numbers.
What happened to Gonzaga?
It's Baylor.
Oh, Baylor, yeah, it's crazy.
Baylor kicked out Gonzaga.
This is
crazy.
This is definitely the most wide open. And I thought I've said this before. No, this is definitely the most wide open. Wild. I've never seen the number one seed flip flop so much.
Definitely wide open.
Trey, are the Wednesday night wars the new Monday night wars?
No. We'll never see nothing like that again.
So what do you watch on
Wednesdays? Wednesday nights are entertaining.
Got you. Stone Cold, broke his call sessions. Undertaker, Goldberg, and Kane. Who should be on that next?
The next person that should be on that podcast is JD, because
that would
be a fantastic podcast.
He's
not
nobody
wants
to see
We're not talking to you.
That's what you want
to
see.
Nobody want to see
JD for 205, 206.
Let me re-answer you. Know what? Bret Hart, Kurt Angle.
Shawn Michaels.
Or Shawn Michaels. One of the three.
Dre, I have to say this. Quick pause. The rumor is for the Shawty Show in February, they're going to do Roman Reigns versus Goldberg and potentially The Fiend versus Kane. Your reaction?
That damn camera out of my face.
I don't mind the Kane one, but that first one, no.
Goldberg?
No. That's what I said the first one.
None of them. None of them.
Will Derrick Henry be considered for MVP? He is a free agent. He's going to get paid, D.
He is going to get a lot of money.
Free agent.
A lot of money. He can be in the top four, but we already know who's the MVP.
That's right.
So he's going to give that speech. Lamar Jackson.
Unanimous MVP.
Well, he won't be unanimous. Some haters, you know, some stupid haters.
Cavante, Aaron Rodgers done?
Nah, of course not. He's still number one in the division, which means he will get more attempts.
D, I need your Buck Showalter voice, baby, because he could be the new manager of the Houston cheating Astros.
You know what? I like my guys. I really do. I like my Astros.
You
I
got
like
Dusty Baker, a brother. Buck Showalter and John Gibbons to be interviewed.
Was this how they did the signs?
That's right.
Oh, my God.
Who should be the next manager?
Oh, I like our guys a lot.
Hey, look, whoever tried to snitch on Tony La Russa, they all be ashamed of themselves, man. Talking about something that happened in 1988. Man, they need to stop.
Dre, is this the Yankees year, brother? I got to ask you. Jesus. They got Garrett Cole. They're the favorites. The Astros are going down. Yeah. The Red Sox fired their manager.
The Mets fired their
manager. Say it, brother, to the camera one time.
Oh, hell yeah.
I like our guys. I like our guys a lot.
I really do. I like my guys.
Oh, my God.
I like my guys.
I got fired. We got 100
losses.
I'm getting
losses. A no job. That's right.
We, like we finish last place every year. We get to it.
No. It's the flex, dog. Only players give you the sports how you want it when you need it.
Hold on.
Executive produced by that man right there laughing his face off. LaAndre Melton, senior producer, Cavante Herd.
Oh, man.
Cousin D over there blowing the whistle.
Ooh, we got once blow again. Whistle
on that. On social media. Nobody gets the belt this week, thankfully.
Nobody.
Knowledge making it sound better than we are. Until next week, where we will preview the Super Bowl and talk about all this other goofy stuff. We are gone. Thank everybody for watching. Tune in next week. Like, subscribe, all that good stuff. We gone.
Peace.
Holla.